This is Ozarks at Large. Students of the University of Arkansas system could face tuition increases of up to 5% next year. The University of Arkansas released projected figures yesterday. The increases may present a hurdle to the goal of doubling the amount of college graduates by 2025. But University of Arkansas system spokesperson Ben Beaumont says the increases are not as bad as they could have been.
Arkansas has been fortunate not to face the state budget cuts to the level of other states. We've been able to keep a decent amount of state revenue. Tuition hasn't had to make up the funding gap. But we know that state budgets are tight, and we know we have to do more with less. And we believe these proposals are in line with that.
Ben Beaumont says committees of students, faculty, teachers, and parents decided on the increases for their respective campuses. The UA Board of Trustees will consider the figures in meetings later this week.
A new poll of more than 700 likely Arkansas voters shows President Obama is not making any headway in the state. Roby Brock is with Talk Business, which conducted the survey last night along with Hendricks College.
He is sitting at about 32% approval versus 63.5% disapprove. Those numbers come pretty close to tracking where he was last September. So despite, you know, capturing and killing Osama bin Laden, the economy improving in some particular areas, it does not seem to be changing Arkansans' views of the job performance of Obama.
If the president is put head-to-head with GOP frontrunner Mitt Romney, the Republican would win 56% to 33%, while 10% said they didn't know. Key in the November election will be who independents vote for. That's a big problem spot for President Obama in Arkansas, where independents disapprove of his job performance by a 3-to-1 margin.
Speaking of presidential hopefuls, Republican presidential hopeful Rick Santorum is scheduled to be in Benton County this spring. The Benton County Republican Party Lincoln Day dinner will host the former Pennsylvania senator. It will take place at the John Q. Hammond Center in Rogers on May 4th. Tickets are to be available soon. Yesterday, the NCAA announced the participating teams in the NCAA South Central Gymnastics Regional that will take place April 7th in Barnhill Arena on the University of Arkansas campus. UCLA, the 2010 National Championship squad, will be the number one seed at the regional. Arkansas, ranked in the top 10 almost all of the season, will be the number two seed. Other teams invited: Boise State, Missouri, New Hampshire, and Maryland. The teams with the top two scores at each regional will then go to the national championships.
Stormwater runoff is a major pollutant in water today. Rain gardens can help. The Beaver Water District and IRWP will hold a Rain Garden Academy on Thursday, April 5th at 9 a.m. at the Fayetteville Town Center. You can make a difference in the quality of your water. Registration and more information available at irwp.org or 215-6623.